Oh, didn't see you there.
Hello, slime.
Hello, Luxembees.
Good morning.
And welcome to a wonderful history lesson of your creator, your ruler.
And possibly the only reason that global warming hasn't destroyed the Earth yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you must only refer to her by this title, Mistress Dominatrix Slime
Dominatrix
Queen Zoe.
Slime Queen Zoe.
To be the history of the country that you know as boring old Luxembourg.
But in reality, is much more than you've ever intended.
There is just some things you'd need to know beforehand, is that Luxembourg is not the country that... Yeah.
Well, we're going to answer both those things.
What is the meaning of life?
So let's go back to the beginning of recorded history.
The very beginning.
Nothing but the Big Bang and minions and their villain. It was Mistress Dominatrix Slime Queen Zoe. She was there. Mm-hmm.
So picture this. She was the one who busted out and started the Big Bang.
Yeah. She farted.
She does no such thing.
What? And she catches it all with her baleen fingers and conglomerates it.
Because she's lonely.
Into this continuously expanding mass of slime. Ever getting bigger. And she wonders
and
to herself, who will be there for me to rule as I continue to make this slime?
These are originally born, they cry.
Yeah.
It's the same idea, like she has now left the womb of pre-Big Bang.
Of pre-fart.
Pre-Big Fart. And she is on the one in
and
the
countries.
Big. And countries.
And she gets her very own country for her birthday. And what was it?
It was Luxembourg. She has this slime ball that is composed of many of... If this slime ball gets dirtied or damaged,
it ends.
Something bad. Conglomerate at the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. But back then we just knew them as slimelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they were more humanoid back then.
Oh, they were
just
much
regular
more...
humans.
They were well, they did have a slight yellow tint.
Their jaundice tint. And they knew that if it were to touch the ground, everything would end. And everybody, all of the slimelings, followed her and listened to her and never questioned her because they respected her ability to save them all. From this
They pleaded with her. They said, please, Slime Queen Zoe, give us a house. And guess what she did?
She
out
gave
from
them
her
a
slime
kingdom.
Ball, she gave them a kingdom with one lived in.
And one tower which contained the bell. The
which bell we'll get which into would... more.
Yeah, so this kingdom.
She was perfect. And they loved her. And they loved her and loved her. And if they didn't love her, they would be whipped. And
yeah, taken and added to the slime ball.
Yeah, but it was all for the glorious expansion of the slime ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule is that if the bell rings, you must be quiet.
Not a peep.
You can't. It's not just like the quiet game where you can make...
Because sometimes the slime queen needed her quiet.
She needed her quiet to listen to the ASMR of her slime.
If there was a single noise,
he would be whipped.
He would,
with her free hand, use her infinitely long slime whip. That
in the next coming episodes, we can be discussing more. What do you call it? Like order, just like the way society functioned in Luxembourg. The languages spoken.
Yeah. I like that.
Because that it was a wonderful regime, and it lasted millions upon millions of years.
It lasted from the beginning of time to today.
Mm-hmm.